I tape the 11 o'clock class, too, so people at home can listen to the 11 o'clock class. It covers the same thing. Okay, so, and we're only 5 minutes in. So, I have color red there for the UL. In the other class, I had the LIs, and I said I wanted the LIs red, or green, I think I said. If I say LI, then I'm going to get this group of LIs and this group of LIs. But I said I wanted the UL to be red. And when I said I wanted the UL to be red, then it only makes that group that is the UL. Okay, so the UL is the only ones that got green, red rather. The OL stayed brown. Okay? So UL color red means all of the LIs under the UL were red. All of the LIs under the OL stayed brown. So that's how I can make my page look a little prettier, is to add some color to it, some alignment, some size, and that works well. Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to look at is images. So you want to go down and bring up the next one, which is images. So now I've got an image on my page. Okay. So I said here, image is the tag. SRC stands for source. The image source is going to be an image that I have that is named CISAGIF. Now, the important thing here is I have to have the image in the same folder as the page if I just give it the name of the image. When I give it the name of the image, it's going to go look in the same folder that is the page. Well, the page is in pgrosser.net, and then it's in CIS 17, and then I go to HTML, and then I go to HTML5, and then I find this page there. I'm also going to have my GIFs there. That's the CIS, sorry. CISA.GIF. The GIF has to be in there as well as the page. Because if I just give the name of the image, then it looks in the same folder as the page. So this is in the same folder or directory. As the page. So the image is in the same folder as the page. If the image is elsewhere, that's fine, but then I need to give the address. So I need to give an address here if I put it in a different folder. So if I put it in a different folder, I have to include the location of that image by giving the address. That means I can have an HTTP, an entire address. You will find this HTTP, and I put in an entire address. Or if I put it in a subfolder underneath HTML5, I could give that part of the address. The point is I have to give an address if I don't have it in the same folder so that it can find it. And we'll talk a little more about addresses at the end. But for now, it's got to be the same place. Questions? Now, when you send this to me, I'm going to give you an assignment. And the assignment is going to call for a page and it's going to call for an image. So when you send it to me, you are going to attach the page, in this case HTML5 CSS image.html, and attach the image CISA.gif and send them to me. I will store them in the same directory. I have a directory for each of you with your name on it. So I will store them in that directory. So they will be in the same directory. And so all you have to do is put the name of the image. If JPEG, whatever it is, has to be included. Okay, so how do you get an image? If you right-click on my image and say save image as, you have gotten the image. So I can right-click on that image and just say save image as, and I can save the image. Then I save it in my folder and I can use it. So if I click on this CISA GIF here, it comes up, and notice that again, it's in the same address. CIS17, CIS17, HTML, HTML, HTML5, HTML5. That's the page, that's the image. They're in the same directory. And so it can find it and use it. Okay, so I want you to take a few minutes now and add a header and a page, and an image rather, to the page that you started on Tuesday. So pull up the page you started on Tuesday and add in a header and add in an image. If you can't find the page you did, then start a new page and just put in a header and an image. But I want you to go in and add a header and an image to the page that you did. I'm going to stop signing. You said you were looking.
Yes. So this is it.
I would say download all and save them.
So it's just use Windows Explorer to give it a try?
I like Firefox better.
But we're going to need Firefox.
Well, I mean, you've got the page, you had the page open there before. Show me where that was. I think that may be easier.
So.
Where's the page that you had open? And then just do a right click on that.
Oh, it's still working.
Oh, okay.
See, now that's where that's coming from.
Yeah. Okay, now you got it, so right click on it.
I know, it looks like it's still working.
Oh, it is, okay.
But what I do now, the first class, where we got it, it's still working.
On the end drive, if you put it on the end drive.
Okay.
I do, you can open it on the end drive.
So is that where I want it, please, too?
I think that what you really want is have a flash drive and have to load on the flash drive, because that makes it portable. Yeah, I think that's where it goes. But you can put it on the end drive, you can open it on the end drive.
So maybe I should just do that rather than use what I did yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Questions? Just a minute, I just realized I didn't have that up. Yeah. That was the one that is called CSS Images. So if you go back to my webpage, just go back here. That's the one that's called CSS Image, right there. Oh, right click and choose View Page Source. Where are you, okay? No, that just gave you things that were selected. You don't want that to be selected.
Oh.
Okay, now do it. View Page Source. Okay. You can do view, right click. This should just be a right click. I don't know what that is. I have no idea. Try coming over here. What's this? You want to be in Firefox. Menu bar you can get by right click on that and choose menu bar. Okay, so now you've got the file. Okay. And then if you right click view page source, that gives you the code. Okay? Who got there?
this is the...
Yeah.
It's nice and neat to bring, it's getting a little gold, everything like
right,
this.
Right.
It works if I open parentheses with color that close parentheses.
Yes.
And it's yeah, crazy yes. to learn, I'm going to figure out for the first time.
Oh no, a lot of people
but
do it that way.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But let's say I'm doing like a assignment.
Right.
Do you want it like
I don't care.
Okay, you know the details you need for us.
That's right.
You understand it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is great for history because you really figure it out.
Oh, yeah. But.
I would be crazy to say something. No. But it works. It's okay.
It's okay.
At the point when we know what we're doing.
Right.
Just
right.
One time.
No, and some people do that. My big problem with that is maintenance, too. It's harder to maintain it when you've got it written all over.
Or find a mistake
and make so.
Yes.
You know, yes. It's not my preference, but it certainly is not wrong.
Just fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Questions, folks? Obviously, if you're doing this professionally, you've got to really worry about copyright on the images, but... put in here has to be associated with a tag. So that color red is associated with body, those two are associated. It has to be associated with something. And you've got, it looks like almost three things together. So follow this style a little bit more closely. No, we'll move with anything. PNG, GIFs, whatever you want, whatever your image is. You should, when you're copying image, you should keep the same type as the image is. If you want to make changes to an image in size or anything, you can do that in Paint, is what they recommend doing it elsewhere. You can change height and width on the page. But then that means that when your page gets loaded, it has to reset up the picture. And so it's preferred that you actually go into Paint, change the size of the image, save it under a new name, and then use that. The other one that looks interested. So I'm talking about Preston would terribly interested.
I was.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's fun, and it's remarkably easy to make a web page.
It's not bad.
it's making a web page really pretty.
It just seems like it.
Well, it does. We've worked at this for about an hour and a half and you've already got one, so not bad.
So why do you...
You just put my source equals in the name of the image, okay? So this is the name of the image. The key thing is that it is in the same directory or folder that that page is in. So when I put it on my computer, the page that you're writing and the image have to be in the same folder or directory. Okay? So if I click on this, notice that it is in the same folder, CIS-17, HTML, HTML5, here's the page, here's the image, they're in the same folder. And you want to make sure that you do that you put them in the same folder. Otherwise, you get into address issues. No, that's okay. What? You have to find an image and save it.
Yeah, I did see it.
Okay, what was the name of the image? So you're going to need to put... Okay, so it's... Lucifer, and it's what kind of a file? No, that isn't, that's an HTML file.
Okay.
Where is it?
Whatever
is
in my mind.
Save image as. So. Your page is there too?
Yeah.
Okay, so give it a name other than the name.
That's
but it has to be a dot JPEG or dot PNG. I don't know what it is. So do a save and then we'll find out what it is. Okay, this is a JPEG file. Okay, we'll see how it works. So now open your page. And wait a minute, where do you tell it about the image? Right there, you have to put quote and then put the name of it. Dot JPEG or whatever you wrote. Close the quotes. Close that, you have to pull one of those. Okay, so now try opening. Save it as some name. Let that file save as whatever you want to call it. And it has to be in the same directory that you just put that image in. So that's not local C. That was. I don't remember where it was. It was your end drive, okay. So save that there. Okay, so now try opening it in the Renaissance.
It is. Because once you get into it, it's more of a...
What? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Questions? I'd have to look it up. I don't remember the settings for that app. Try setting it actually in the line, because I'm sure you asked me to do it. If you set it in the line. Because that gets into the whole CSS readings. Which is something that's really tricky in CSS.
Oh, I just put that thing in there. So it's, what is it? Right here. Oh.
Okay, how you doing? Has everybody got an image up? Is anybody having a problem?
I'm not there yet. I'm hoping. I'm not sure about where my GIF goes. I'm trying to put it. I don't know how to put it.
You pick the spot you want it to be. So I mean, you can put it there. Okay, that's fine. Now is that the same name? Okay. Again, try to avoid embedded spaces in the names of things. I know Microsoft lets you do that. The rest of the world doesn't like it. So try to avoid having embedded spaces in the names of things. Okay, you can use underscores, you can, I like to change case in my words, but having embedded spaces, when you go to a professional website, you're never going to see one with embedded spaces. What you can do is set up a set 20 or a set 40 for every space.
Oh, did I open my page?
Yeah. That's fine. So you've got an image and a header, and that's all we care about, so you're home free.
No, just the top.
Okay, I'm going to move on. And if you're having problems after this class, both Joe and I will be here. He will be here for about 3 hours. I'll be here less than that. So if you have any trouble, you can just stay if you can, and we can help you out. Okay, we've looked at images, so what I'm going to look now is at tables. And so I'm going to look at a table and go through that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about linking. And then hopefully you'll have some time at the end of class to work on those things as well. So I'm clicking on table. Okay, so here's my table. This is called a table. And it's nice for when you want to have two things side by side that you can set it up. Or I can set up a third column and have three things side by side. So it's nice sometimes to just handle a look that you want. The way I do this, to set up the table, I have the word table down here, and that sets up the table. When I'm done with the table, notice I close the table down there. Okay? Now, within the table, I've got rows. TR stands for a row. So I said, I want to start a row within the table. So I put the TR. Then within the row, I can have cells. And the cells underneath each other kind of make a column. But I can have cells. So I put a TR, then I put a TD. And I wrote in it, this is the first cell of the table. So there it is. Then I put another TD, and I did an image source. So I put the image inside that TD. So I've got a cell and then I've got an image. A cell with text in it and then I've got an image. Notice that it makes the cell big enough to hold the image. And since the cell to hold the image is here, this one has to be the same size because the table stays proportional. So it makes it the same size. Then I close the TR, then I open another TR to make another row. And I can have as many TRs as I want to get as many rows as I want. This TR, I just made them both contain text in the cells. So I have a TD with one set of text, and then I close the TD, and a TD with another set of text, and then I close the TD. Then I close the TR, and I close the table. If I wanted another row, I could have put another TR in and had that all set. Okay? So now with my table, I wanted borders. So I said, okay, the whole table is going to have a border solid thick. And if you go to W3 Schools and look up borders of tables, they'll tell you all kinds of things. You can have dotted lines, dashed lines, all kinds of things. And they don't have to be thick, they can be other things. So I said solid thick, and you can see the solid border around this. And then I said, okay, now every TD is going to have a border that's solid and thin. So you can see the thin lines around the TD. So I put lines around the TD and line around the whole table. And that just makes a table that I can use. Okay? Now, centering things. If we go back and look at the centering, I did a center of an image. and there is the center of the image. So the image that you have been doing, I centered. And I centered that image by saying, image, style in the style for the image, got it centered. So I said, image, display block. So put the image as a block. And then make the margin left and the margin right both auto. And what that means is make the margins the same. So that centers something. I got the margin left, the margin right, and they are both set in auto. And that, for some magic reason in CSS, auto means to make them the same. And so it ends up centering the image. Okay? So I have my image down here, and then I am centering my image right there. Okay, so that's how I center an image. If I want to center a table, I do it in a very similar way. So if we look at the one that says center table, there's the table centered. And if I look at the view source on that one, the centering of the table, they just wrote margin auto. I could have done it the same way, margin left, margin right. But margin is the big picture. Margin left, margin right are specific. Margin means do them both the same. So margin auto means that they will be centered. And then I put I said on the table, I added in the line that said margin auto, and that centered it. I could have had there margin left auto, margin right auto, and that would have worked as well. Okay, so that's two ways of doing centering. So I centered an image in one, and I'm centering a table here. And again, all these things are to make the page get a look that you're looking for, a look that you think will look nice. Questions? Okay. The last topic that we need to look at is linking. And then we will, as I said, give you some time, hopefully at the end, to work on things. So I'm going to look at link page, which is the third one down that I skipped last Tuesday. And then we're going to look at the last two. Okay. So I am going to link page. Now this one has a link that works and a link that doesn't. Okay, so there it is set up. To make a link, I say A, which is an anchor, H reference equals, and I give the name of the page that I want to link to. Then I write the words that I want to show on the page. So another page, another page. Those are the words that I want to show. And then I close the A. Now, notice how this works. I open an A here. It doesn't have the greater than sign. The greater than sign is over there. So the H reference is contained within the A tag. There's an A tag, and it contains the reference, the H reference, what page I want to link to. Then I write the words, and then I essentially put the close A, which is the same as open P, close P, and I go with it. But there's almost kind of two closes in a sense, because down here I am finishing off the A, the H reference is inside the A. Okay? So this one works, this one doesn't work. So what I've got is HTML, I've got my pgrosser.net, and under pgrosser.net, I have CIS 17. And under that, I have HTML as a folder or directory. And under that, I have HTML5 as a folder or directory. And inside HTML5, I have the page called HTML5 link page .html. And I want to also be able to link to another page. So I write another page .html. And I put it in the same set of directories. So that this one is in the same directory that we're sitting in already. It's in the same directory. This one is not there. Okay, it's not there. So therefore, it doesn't work because it is not there. It's not in that folder. So my pages, in order for it to find an image, which we talked about a minute ago, in order for it to find another page, it has to be in the same directory. It just looks in the same directory. If you want it to be from another directory, you've got to give it an address so that it can find it. By default, it looks in the same directory. Okay? So, that's why another page worked, because it is in the same directory as the current page. A next new page is not there, so it doesn't work. Questions? You'll get into this a lot in 121 addressing, I believe. Okay, so another page brought up something, new page brought up an error. Okay, the next to the last one is the next one I want to do, which is linking. Okay, so the first one says link to the CIS 120 page. So in this one, I gave it the entire address, starting with http://www.pgrosser.net. That's where you'll find the page in the root, the pages in the root. So I've given it the entire address, and it can go and find it just fine. Okay. Then for the next one, notice I've got a subfolder followed by a slash. So what I've got there, move it over a little bit more. What I've got there is, under the pgrosser.net, I get the CIS-17, which has a subfolder of HTML, which has a subfolder of HTML5. And in that folder, I have the current page, which is HTML5 more links.html. Okay, so that's in that page. Now I said, okay, I want to find this page, file in sub.html5.html, and it's located in a subfolder. So I'm sitting right here. Here is my subfolder. HTML5. So I'm sitting in HTML5. I have a subfolder here that is called sub.html5. And in that subfolder, I have the file in sub.html5. .html. So inside that subfolder, I have the page that I want. So I'm telling it, I'm sitting here. This is where I'm sitting. And from where I'm sitting, I want to go to a subfolder and find this page, which is in the subfolder. And so I give it the subfolder slash page name, and it will go to the subfolder and find the page within the subfolder. Yes, no, maybe? Does that make sense? If not, ask questions. As I said, you'll get more of this in CIS 121. Okay. Then the last thing I said is go to this page. So where does that page have to be?
The current directory.
The current directory. So it has to be in here, and this is called HTML5 link page .html. So that's in the same directory that I'm sitting in. So that page is in the same directory I'm sitting in, and I can go directly to it. Okay. Questions? The next one is the last one. And this one has another link to my home page, which is http://www.petegrosa.net. Now notice on that particular one, I didn't put the name of the page that I wanted to go to. If you don't put the name of a page that you want to go to, it will assume that you want to go to the page called index.html. And so when you're going to a site and you're not typing in a page, you're just typing in a folder name, it's going to go and look for a page called index.html and load it. I believe it can also load home.html or main.html, depending on which one, but I always use index.html. And to be honest, I haven't checked and seen if home and main still work. Okay, but index.html is my home page. So when I say go to petegrosa.net, it automatically brings up index.html. Okay. On this one, I am saying backup. Okay? I am saying I want to back up one directory. So wherever I'm sitting, I want to back up one directory. And then I will find HTML5 more links. So if I put in that sub that I put in before and I was sitting in that sub, the dot dot backs me up out of the sub and back to the directory above it. So the dot dot backs me out one and sends me up.
not what I wanted. Okay. So if I had my directory, if I'm down here, in here, backing me up, dot, dot, would take me back up to there. And when I got back up to there, I'm going to find the page that I want, which was moorelinks.html. That's what's sitting there. So I'm sitting in this page down here, and if I say dot, dot, I will go back up to that directory. I go up a directory, and then I can find the page. Okay. Questions? I am absolutely 100% sure that everyone in here doesn't understand what I just said. Not everyone, there's someone in here doesn't. Okay, questions, please? You're going to make me think I can explain things really well and you want to, you know, explain that I blew it, that you don't understand it. I'm not doing a good job of getting you into asking questions, okay? I tried. Okay. So, those are the things we've done with HTML. You have an assignment, and we're going to go over that assignment now. You have to send me, okay, you have to send me the page that you create and the image. So you're going to send me two attachments. You're going to attach the page you create, and you're going to attach the image. I'm going to put them in your folder at home, bring them up, and see if they work. If they don't work, I'm going to get back to you and say, it doesn't work for me, fix it and resubmit, and tell you why I think it's not working. So you're going to have to find out why it's not working. What did I just do? I have no idea. So you're going to send it to me that way. Next week, we are going to talk about how you can log into our server and put your page up on the server so the world can see it. Okay, so next week, we're going to talk about how you can upload to the server and put the page up there. But for now, the one that is due this next Thursday is to send me the page you create and send me the image. Okay, so here's the assignment. It has to be done in HTML. Extra credit for having more than one page and linking them. So we just talked about linking. You're not required to do but one page, but if you do multiple pages and link them together and send all of that to me, then it's extra credit. Okay? And you might as well pick up points while you can, because it's always good to have some extra credits just in case. Okay? So here's the assignment. I forgot to check, I have confession, I forgot to check all of these links, and I will do that this weekend. If one's not working, I will find it, where it is. But anyway, those are some links and some information that you can use. We are going to have you write a page, and this is the requirements on the page. First, read some of the articles I suggested, and I want two on learning style and two on time management. So you're looking at your learning style and figuring out what your learning style is, and looking at and thinking about time management, because time management does us all in, okay? There's probably nobody in this class that couldn't improve their time management, myself included. So I want you to read about them a little bit. I want you to take a quiz on learning styles. And under my learning styles up there, I have a couple of quizzes. So I want you to kind of figure out what your learning style is, basically. And I want you to figure out how to hints at managing time better. Okay, then I want you to write a web page introducing yourself. It must be done with HTML that you write from scratch using Notepad or Notepad++. Include your name, include your major, and if you're in the CIS major, have you chosen an option? Include a little about your background, jobs, the semester, etc. Include your goals or plans after BCC. What led you to come to BCC and choose the major you chose? Include a picture of yourself, because I want to start to get to know who's who. Your page should include information you found out about your learning style and how you can use the information to help you. And I want some analysis on the research you did. And then information about the time management and how you can make your time management better. I'll give a little bit of extra credit if you find some interesting articles in addition to the ones I did. But the big extra credit on this is if you do multiple pages and link them together. Okay?
Can you go over the link again?
Yeah, those are the last three things that I did. Yes, I can, but I'm going to finish up and then at the end I can do that again. Okay? So that's your assignment. Questions? It is due next Thursday. As I said, I take late assignments, and if it's your only late assignment all semester, it's not going to hurt you. But I'm looking for patterns, and patterns of lateness does hurt. Okay, but an occasional late doesn't hurt. Or one occasional late, two might hurt a little. But there's 10 points floating around, so you might lose one. Okay, so that's the assignment. Questions? Yeah?
How did you get to this assignment? Can we get to that?
Yes, it's right there on your web page. Oh, on my web page, right at the bottom.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Questions? That means you all understand the assignment and linking and whatever else I talked about. Neat. Okay. I am done. You can play around with the stuff that we went over a little bit. Somebody had just asked me to go over the linking, so I'm going to take another quick look at the linking. And but you're welcome to work a little and then leave right away, whatever you want to do. In other words, I'm done. The linking. And as I said, Joe and I are both here after two, so if you're confused about something, stay. We get real bored. Okay? So here's the linking. You write A, H reference equals, and then you put the address of the page that you want to bring up.
No. So, how do you want to create? You just leave the links like that?
If you are linking to other pages, yes. The assignment doesn't require that you link to any other page. But if you decide you want the extra credit, then you have to link to another page.
I could flip folder.
Pardon?
Like a subfolder.
You could do what?
Like a subfolder.
Yeah. You can. Yes, you could do a subfolder. You can link to just another page that's in the same folder. So you can link to another page, put two pages in one folder, and link to them. Like I did here. I have this page in this folder. And I have the second one called another page in that folder. so I have that, I have, just a sec, I have this page and I have that page in the same folder. And I can link to it by saying, just go to this page name that's in the same folder. So since there's no address, it's in the same folder. Yeah.
Where is our actual PC? So I can
on the USB. Behind. Yeah, right. What a convenient spot, huh?
Yeah.
So does that make sense? Okay, so I have two pages sitting in this folder. I've got pgrosser.net, and then I've got CIS-17, and then I've got HTML, and then I've got HTML5. And within that, I've got two pages. The two pages I have are HTML5, link page, .html, and another page, .html. And those are both sitting in this folder, in the HTML5 folder. So I can be I'm sitting in the first one. This is where I'm sitting. I'm sitting in that one. So it can see another page, because another page is in the same folder. So it can see another page. They're in the same folder. And so all I have to do is just say, okay, I'm sitting here. It can see that. I just have to say ahreference equals another page. And it can see it because it's in the same folder. Yes, no, maybe. Did they seem to understand?
Yes.
Since they got it?
I asked again.
Yeah.
So, I'm still on the image.
Okay.
How do I save it? I mean, I can save it to my N drive, but is there somewhere else I'm supposed to save it?
No, you just save it to your N drive. In the same folder that the page is in.
That's probably... Okay, so the same folder that the page is in, that's probably what I'm not understanding.
Okay, well, this is the same as this. So if one of these had an image, I would add the image down here. Actually, I'm going to take a picture of that before I mess it up. But if I had an image in that, if one of these pages had an image, okay, if one of these pages has an image in it, let's say it's CISA GIF, I can put CISA GIF in right down here, and then either of those pages can see it, because they're all in the same folder. So either of those pages can see it if I just say image source equals CISA GIF. They can all see it because it's in the same folder.
So we're not saving it to your homepage, grocer.com?
No, you can't.
Okay, so I'm saving it on my Android.
Right.
Okay, and that's where my notepad, my execution... is.
That's where your page, your HTML page is.
Okay, so I didn't know it was called an HTML page.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's where your HTML page is. Now, if you want them to have come from home, you've got to send them both to yourself or put them on a flash drive. And that's why I recommend a flash drive, because it's just a lot easier to save stuff on a flash drive. But you can also just email yourself, because you can't access the N drive at home.
Right.
So you can email yourself and send what's on the H drive. I mean, I'm sorry, on the